Arizona Segregated University. Welcome to ASU students and peers. It's going to be a great year for you. Tuition this year is going to the lowest ever in state. Tuition starts at $30,000, and you can make great friends with over 78,000 students. You're bound to find friendships that will last years to come. Not to mention with the income we have made over $2.3 billion, we have the most above par teachers and staff. Join clubs that hate on fellow students, join the Socialist Party, or even the Communist Club, maybe the Fascist Club. Forget about glee and arts, put your energy into dividing the student body like never before, no repercussions whatsoever, white people need not apply. Sounds fucking great. Where do I sign up for this new way of learning, one might ask? Fucking a dude, all you need is the $30,000 for in-state and at least $50,000 if you're out of state, and apply at asu.edu, after you get your loan from the fucked up system at studentaid.gov that you will most likely never pay off. That's it, homie, you're now an official ASU student. No fucking parent, no matter the color, no matter fucking what, should send their kids to this fucked up school. I thought that we battled this nation's demons with this shit 60 years ago. All civil rights activists should be descending upon this school and take some of the billions this school makes and maybe file a lawsuit of something. If you haven't seen the video, here it is below. Let's take a look at it from all points. I try to think logically about everything I post. So I will try with this one as well. From a colored point of view, I would see this as either one of two ways. One way is, I don't trust police and I don't trust white people, so since this white dude has a sticker that mocks Black Lives Matter, I will belittle him in front of my friends and take a stand against this seemingly racist white guy and promote what this country has told me is okay to do. Way number two. This chick has lost her fucking mind. Maybe the parents teach hate, friends maybe, media for sure. From a Caucasian point of view, I would see this as one way. What the fuck? We are all going to this school to learn something and we are all in this study hall to do what? Study is what they thought, but no. Black lives matter, yes. Police lives matter, yes. All lives matter, yes. Now he is pissed and they are pissed and lawsuits will be flying for both the white guys and the girls who stupidly posted it. Why isn't ASU taking any action? We all know that if the tables were reversed, those young men would be put in jail and charged with the book of civil rights laws, yet the school says it was an altercation, that's all. Done. There is no justice for any of these kids. The girls leave feeling that they were standing up for something, yet the boys should leave feeling that they handled it quite well and losing control. Look at what we are raising. This is the future leaders of America? God, please say it isn't so. We are already doomed with the fucks we have in office currently. This whole country is going insane, or maybe it's just me, but fuck. I will be honest, I won't be surprised if one of those dudes or one of their friends decides that going on a rampage is justified. Like I have said before, people are going to snap. What's the saying? We are only as strong as our weakest link. Well, folks, the chain is splitting and starting to bend. Where will you be when it breaks? I will be in my community, with friends and family, enjoying the last days of gun rights, money earned, and this thing we used to call freedom. I hope you join us and are enjoying the last days, months, or maybe even a year. Sincerely, Captain Cook.